Blackstone Audio presents Identity Theft by Robert J. Sawyer.
The door to my office slid open. "Hello," I said, rising from my chair. "You must be my 9 o'clock." I said it as if I had a 10 o'clock and an 11 o'clock, but I didn't. The whole Martian economy was in a slump, and even though I was the only private detective on Mars, this was the first new case I'd had in weeks.
"Yes," said a high feminine voice. "I'm Cassandra Wilkins."
I let my eyes rove up and down her body. It was very good work. I wondered if she'd had quite so perfect a figure before transferring. People usually ordered replacement bodies that, at least in broad strokes, resembled their originals, but few could resist improving them. Men got buffer, women got curvier, and everyone modified their faces, removing asymmetries, wrinkles, and imperfections. If and when I transferred myself, I'd eliminate the gray in my blonde hair and get a new nose that would look like my current one had before it had been broken a couple of times. "A pleasure to meet you, Ms. Wilkins," I said. "I'm Alexander Lomax. Please, have a seat." She was a little thing, no more than 150 centimeters, and she was wearing a stylish silver-gray blouse and skirt, but no makeup or jewelry. I'd expected her to sit down with a cat-like fluid movement, given her delicate features, but she just sort of plunked herself into the chair.
"Thanks,"
she said. "I do hope you can help me, Mr. Lomax, I really do." Rather than immediately sitting down myself, I went to the coffee maker. I filled my own mug, then opened my mouth to offer Cassandra a cup, but closed it before doing so. Transfers, of course, didn't drink. "What seems to be the problem?" I said, returning to my chair.
It's hard reading a transfer's expression.